Hundreds of people have been charged by the FBI for the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6th, an attack by Americans on their own seat of government. Democrats on Capitol Hill have been pressing to make domestic terrorism the top national security priority. Now they have specific policies in mind, and they say even in a mostly polarized Congress, this could be a rare issue they can work on with Republicans. NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grosales has more.
Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin is a former intelligence officer who was once stationed abroad. Now she has an end date for America's focus that for two decades was consumed with threats from foreign terrorists.
January 6th, for me, kind of capped the end of the post-9/11 era.
As chair of a House Homeland Security subpanel, Slotkin says the Capitol attack proves combating domestic violent extremism has to be the number one national security priority. Other key Democrats agree that the focus needs to shift to violent white supremacists and other homegrown terrorists.
We have to have a better understanding of what these groups are up to, who they are, how they're constituted.
That's Michigan Senator Gary Peters, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Peters and Slotkin happen to come from a state that has been a canary in the coal mine just in the last year alone.
Armed folks in our Capitol building intimidating lawmakers. We had a plot to kidnap and kill the governor.
Slotkin says she's coordinating with the White House on possible executive orders, such as new rules to make the National Terrorist Watch List a stronger tool in the fight against these extremists. Slotkin is also weighing if the U.S. needs a domestic terrorism czar, and Congress will likely debate whether there's a need for a new broader law or a commission focused on such threats.
Unlike a year ago, where our committee was really, in many ways, spitting into the wind vis-a-vis the Trump administration, we have an open door from the Biden administration, who has taken this on in a serious way.
Democrats are also poised to craft policy to better resource agencies such as the FBI and Homeland Security and boost their intelligence sharing. They and some key Republicans also say there's potential to work on this issue from across the aisle. Members of both parties also say they're moving to act after hearing from FBI Director Christopher Wray and new Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, who agree now's the time to redouble efforts.
I think that's one where there's a lot of, I hope there's a lot of bipartisan consensus.
That's Ohio GOP Senator Rob Portman, the ranking member on Peter's committee. And he's not alone in those hopes. Texas Congressman Michael McCaul, the top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says he's pushing a bill to apply similar charges to international and domestic terrorists.
It would give prosecutors an additional tool.
Back on the Senate side, Portman and other Republicans disagree the GOP did not do enough to address domestic terrorism. And he notes now their committee is working a bipartisan probe of the January 6th insurrection. Portman says it's more than just giving federal law enforcement agencies more money. It's about coordination, too.
The funding is one thing, but a lot of these groups tell me they just need to know how do you better protect and how do you work with the FBI and with the local law enforcement.
The January 6th attack is forcing both lawmakers and top agency heads to pivot to find out about future threats before individuals and groups with extreme views try to mount attacks again. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.